This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 9 of season 7. We continue this week just sort of talking about how to set up a league and make it fair for everyone, make it competitive in the hopes that you do reward the best team or one of the best teams at the end of the year as your league champion based on the game we watch on television. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. They continue to be a very coveted presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, specific here to the Tampa Bay area. You can go to originalhooters.com, click the order icon, and order from any of their locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. We will be out there at one of these locations at a date and time to be announced with some of our podcast listeners for the first time since 2019. We've had a lot of fun there in the past, and we look forward to that. And I thank Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. As I do Bill Curry Ford and Sean Sullivan's continued participation in the podcast league. This year it will be called the Federation. Sean has generously offered $1,000 payouts to the winners of previous podcast leagues going back a couple years now. That includes Rob Wright's payout, no relation. Tony Tega's payout, he is a defending champion this year. And even my payout, which came at a very good time, at a time where I was trading in a 2014 Ford Focus for a 2018 Ford Escape. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa, the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay. Email for fantasy purposes right now, until I tell you otherwise, is right.todd@yahoo.com. In terms of if I'm feeling better, I apologize again for some of the coughs and other things that you will hear in these podcasts until I am 100%. This one seems simple to me, but we'll isolate it as a short and unique podcast. It involves fractions. I haven't done the Why I Hate PPR podcast yet. I've done the Why I Hate Mandatory Tight End podcast yet, but let's talk about fractions. And in line with that, we'll also talk about thresholds and bonuses. If you use fractions, there really is no need for thresholds and bonuses. I have played in a league with some wonderful people that did not use fractions, that use thresholds, that use bonuses. Every 10 yards, you get this. Every 20 yards, you get this. If you get 50 yards, you get a bonus. If you get 100 yards, you get a bonus. If it's this length of a scoring play, you get a bonus. I did well in that league. Actually lost in the semifinals after winning a division to WTSP Channel 10 Tampa Bay meteorologist Bobby Deskins, who went on to win that league that year. Hated the scoring settings. Hated them because I didn't think it accurately reflected how my particular fantasy players did on a play-by-play or game-by-game basis. If you use fractions, and this is also in line with the anti-PPR argument, if you use fractions, every play matters. Very simple. If you use thresholds for whole points, every play doesn't matter. I'll give you an example. Let's pick DeAndre Swift, Lions. He catches the ball out of the backfield, No, that's not worth a point. But if DeAndre Swift gets 6 yards from the line of scrimmage with that pass in a fractional league, you will gain 0.6 points receiving yards. Now, in a threshold league, it would depend on what he already had done, right? Let's say it's the last play of the game. Last play of the game, and he gets 6 yards. If you're sitting on 90 yards, 81 yards, or 72 yards, or 63 yards, then that play was meaningless. Why should it be meaningless? He produced that yardage on the field. Now, again, you'd say, well, it's the last play of the game. It clearly didn't mean that much. Maybe it was setting up a potential game-winning field goal for the Lions. The point I'm trying to make is, if you use fractions, every play counts for the yards gained or lost on that particular play. And that's why I think it's significant. So it doesn't matter that DeAndre Swift finished the game with, we'll just call it, you know, receiving yards, 79 receiving yards, and you only get 7 points out of that. In a fractional league, you'd get 7.9. And that more accurately reflects what his production is. You don't have that gap between the 70 and the 80. It's representative of what he did. It counts. It's meaningful. From a fractional standpoint also, it removes the likelihood of a tie. I still am amazed ties exist in the NFL. I think they've made a mess of overtime. I hate the arguments about the coin flip in overtime. Hate to say it, NFL, just admit college football got it right. And I don't follow high school football because I don't give a shit. Does not entertain me. Does not matter. Say, well, some of the guys you like were great at high school football. And when they were worthy of my attention, I watched them in college and pro football. They eventually were available to me. All those others, no, I didn't really need to care. I dislike NFL overtime. The whole safety element, I'm sorry, you just added a 17th game. And you're saying for the, what do we have? Maybe one overtime game a week in the NFL? Maybe? I'll have to look up how many games went overtime last year. It might be more than 18. I don't know. I remember a couple of Cowboy overtime games. One that went well, Patriots. One that didn't, Thanksgiving, Vegas. But back to fantasy. We don't want to tie. If you have fractions, the likelihood of a tie is gone. Yeah, it can happen, but I've been doing this for years. We've been really close. But also, when you incorporate the fractions on quarterbacks and on their passing yards and how those fractions can go into the 100th percentile rather than just the 10th of a percent, now you're making it exponentially less likely that you're going to have a tie. I get it. my friends at Joe Bucks Fan, and even Ira a couple of years ago, would complain about losing by point whatever. Okay. But you lost. There was a reason those points were gained by your opponent, and you didn't have enough. Would you have rather the game ended in a tie? I mean, even hockey got rid of ties, for crying out loud. And that sport was born in a country where people are polite. And even they're like, yeah, this is no fun. Fractions. Use the fractions. If you use the fractions, you don't need PPR. And you certainly don't need the thresholds. And you don't need the bonus points. We'll stop there. We'll give you another one tomorrow as we talk about scoring settings and how to best reward the best teams in your fantasy league. It's something I implemented within the last couple of years. One year I did it and didn't even say anything and nobody really noticed. Nobody complained either. I might do it even more this year. We'll talk about that in the next episode. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Visit originalhooters.com for easy online ordering throughout the Tampa Bay area and Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry. Thanks for listening.